Friday morning, it's time to preview the Buffalo Bills game on Sunday with Beyond the Playbook analyst Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Oh, good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. I know you love talking about Bills football, but you also always bring in nice, interesting perspectives on other elements kind of surrounding the Bills or having things to do with the Bills. And today you want to talk about a game in particular that you think relates to the Bills' condition a bit.
Yeah, since this segment is titled Beyond the Playbook, we're really going to go beyond the playbook, talk a little bit about the Colts-Rams game. The game caught my attention for one eye-popping reason that's relevant to Buffalo. It's the second year for the Rams back in L.A., who started the season led by franchise quarterback Jared Goff with an exciting 46-9 blowout win over the Colts. Only problem is fans didn't come to see it. In a 90,000-seat stadium, I'd be surprised if there were 30,000 people in attendance. Then we have the newly minted L.A. Chargers. They are temporarily playing in a ridiculously small 27,000-seat soccer stadium. And as of yesterday, there were still tickets available on the team site for the home opener. For years, the NFL has held L.A. over so many fan bases, including Buffalo. And, well, now they have two teams. Stadium being built for approximately $2.6 billion in a big fan problem. In contrast, the Bills, who haven't made the playoffs, yes, in nearly two decades, as we all know, pack their home opener despite that terrible matchup and really what looks to be a rebuilding year. So despite all the threats and lack of respect that smaller markets get in the money is king NFL, should be clear that places like Buffalo and its fans really have a place in the league, not because they're privileged, but because they earn it by showing up. And until the NFL switches to a crowdless format, they really shouldn't take cities like Buffalo for granted. And the pictures from L.A. on Sunday show exactly why.
And as a sign of protest, I'm always going to just refer to them as the Chargers.
I like it. I like it. I don't blame you.
Never give them their city name. How does that sound? All right. So the Bills have to go down to Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. A big road challenge against the Carolina Panthers. How do you see this game playing out?
Yeah, this weekend feels like the real opener for the Bills after they play what felt like a fifth preseason game against the Jets. And the game against Carolina does set up to be an interesting measuring stick for the team. It's also the first game in a three-game stretch in which the Bills play the Panthers. This week, the Broncos, who looked really good against those Chargers in week one, and the defending NFC champion Atlanta Falcons on the road after that. So a whole lot about the team's 2016 or 17 prospects should be clear sooner rather than later. And with this week, a lot's going to depend on how well the defense can stop the Panthers' offense. And I say that because the matchup is likely to dictate the offensive strategy for the Bills in the game. Last week, the Panthers beat an awful 49ers team 23-3, but their offense led by Cam Newton looked rusty, to say the least. And if the Bills can keep Newton and the rest of the Panthers' offense in check, I'd expect to see Buffalo play conservatively, leaning on their unquestioned star, LeSean McCoy, along with former Panther Mike Tolbert, who looks like a human tank. Both these players have the potential to wear down a defense, and only if the Bills aren't playing from behind.
All right, so you mentioned a couple of players' names right there, but we saw some of the Bills have some breakout games, unknown Bills breakout games last Sunday. What about for this week? Who needs to play well for the Bills to have the potential to win?
Yeah, I'm going in a completely different direction, actually, on this question. A couple of guys, but not for what they're going to do, but for hopefully what they won't do. Last couple of years, mistakes have plagued the Bills, and their week one win against the Jets continued that trend, but to a lesser degree. They missed a field goal once again, had too many penalties, and a critical drive-killing interception in the end zone that certainly took points off the board. So for the Bills to turn the corner, they're going to need to play a cleaner game. Guys like Richie Incognito, who was the third most penalized Bill last year, was the team leader in week one penalties. Hopefully the new coaching staff makes it clear that good play does not negate his lack of discipline. And then there's Tyrod Taylor, who I mentioned on Monday had a solid game. Solid was the buzzword. He needs to be virtually mistake-free if his good yet unexceptional performances are going to beat the league's better teams. And in a one-time-only advantage for the Bills this regular season, they have unique insight into Panthers players and schemes, with head coach Sean McDermott having spent the last six seasons as a Panthers defensive coordinator. This type of advantage is often overblown, but McDermott's familiarity with a team that's had very little player turnover along with most of the same coaches can only help. So with all that, let the 2017 season really begin for the Bills, and Man, if they can get to 2-0 on the road, season is going to be off to a pleasantly unexpected start.
I like that tinge of optimism toward the end.
I try.
Absolutely. Matt Sabuda, we look forward to talking to you again on Monday. And as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.